To change your life, change your habits. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we hear about 6 great life-changing habits. Enjoy.
Today's video is going to be about some healthy habits that have changed my life. These habits are different than the ones I mentioned in my previous morning routine video. In that video, I talk more about the specific things that I do each morning to best set me up for the rest of my day so that I can be more centered and productive. Whereas today's video is more about general or higher level habits that I notice having a positive influence on my life whenever I'm able to keep up with them. So the first habit is to have a healthy outlet, having a healthy coping mechanism for dealing with stress and difficult feelings. Instead of going towards things that are maybe negative or even addictive, you want to go towards things that are actually healthy for you, such as working out, meditating, journaling, listening to music. These are all great ways to cope with stress and difficult feelings and, well, the challenges we all experience in life. For example, when I'm feeling stressed or down, I like to play the piano or go on a hike or practice kung fu. There's something about being physically active and moving energy that just makes you feel better. I find that a lot of us often reach for things like alcohol or food to cope with our emotions. And that's not to say we should never do that, but when it becomes a habit or an addiction, it can become a real problem. The second habit is to find a workout or physical activity that you really enjoy. When you're able to find that, it's much easier to love exercising. Like for me, I've never really been a fan of going to the gym. That's probably one of the reasons I ended up finding Kung Fu over some 20-odd years ago. Typical gym exercises like running on the treadmill and lifting weights just never really excited me. When I started Kung Fu, I was really passionate about improving. There was something about the way it made me feel, and I loved the idea that I could never be perfect, and that there was always room to grow and get better. That excited me, and it made me want to keep investing time and energy. Now, that's not to say every workout was fun. In fact, there were many times in the middle of a workout I was definitely not having a good time. Traditional Kung Fu training is very grueling and uncomfortable, but that's what made getting through each workout all the more sweeter. So Kung Fu was what worked for me, but go and try different workouts to find your Kung Fu. Go find something that you love and enjoy. That way being physically active won't feel like such a chore, because at the end of the day, it's really important to exercise and have it be part of your daily routine. The third habit is to have a healthy diet. Now, I'm not talking about dieting. I'm talking about having a food lifestyle that focuses on nourishing the body. I think a lot of people don't realize how much food affects them and their overall energy and productivity levels. I found that when I eat healthy and what's right for my body, I always have more energy and it's easier for me to focus and be present. Because of that, it affects my happiness and how well I'm able to deal with stress. I think this habit is one of the ones that I find more challenging because I've always loved all different kinds of foods. I'm definitely not a picky eater. In fact, when I was younger, I would say I used Kung Fu as an excuse to eat whatever I wanted and whatever portions I wanted. But I've come to realize eating healthy and fueling my body properly can really benefit my life. It can be the difference between me having a really good, productive day and me feeling sluggish and not feeling like doing much at all. The fourth habit is to always be learning. I'm not much of a reader, so one of the main ways I do this is by watching YouTube videos. And a couple of years ago, I also started getting into podcasts. To me, the medium or platform is not important. It's all about staying open and curious and broadening perspectives. Most of the educational content I'm currently consuming relates to entrepreneurship, especially purpose-driven solopreneurship. I love hearing entrepreneurs tell their stories stories, what they've learned on their journeys, and what inspires them to want to make a meaningful impact on the world. I think for many people, it's easy to get into the habit of not prioritizing learning, or they might only make an effort to continue learning when it's directly relevant to their jobs. But for me, learning is about deepening self-awareness and studying knowledge and skills that can help me to achieve my goals and fulfill my vision and purpose. And perhaps even more so than YouTube videos and podcasts, I learn by talking to others. I'm a big believer that everyone we encounter in life has something they can teach us as long as we remain open. To me, humility is one of the most important qualities for a person to possess, especially as a leader or teacher. The fifth habit is to stop procrastinating. I know sometimes when I procrastinate doing certain things, all it leads is to unnecessary stress. So I try not to put off until tomorrow what I can get done today, especially if I know it's important and needs to get done. Similarly, when I set a goal for myself, I always try to take a first baby step the moment I set that goal. To me, it's like signaling your intention to the universe. And as I've mentioned in my previous videos, action builds momentum and momentum builds motivation. So taking that first tiny step helps me to keep the end goal in mind and stay motivated. And the last healthy habit I have for you today is to practice self-care. And this is probably the hardest one because it requires discipline. It requires us to have to go deep into ourselves where we might not want to go. But as uncomfortable as it can be sometimes, it really is something that we owe ourselves.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.